This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Meta has proposed to drop the price of an ad-free subscription in the European Union. Currently, the only way regional users of its social networks, Facebook and Instagram, can avoid its tracking and profiling. Meta's lawyer, Tim Lam, revealed the detail at a workshop taking place in Brussels today to discuss its approach to complying with the EU's Digital Markets Act, DMA, per Reuters, which reports Meta offered to almost halve the cost of the subscription in discussions with privacy regulators from €9.99 per month per Facebook or Instagram account to €5.99, and with a slightly reduced monthly fee per each additional account. We have wanted to accelerate that process for some time because we need to get to a steady state. So we have offered to drop the price from €9.99 to €5.99 for a single account and €4 for any additional accounts, Reuters quoted Lam as saying. The reduced offer was made to regulators earlier this year, it also reported. Meta spokesman Matthew Pollard confirmed the report is accurate, but it's not clear whether Meta will actually drop the price or not. We await feedback from the Irish Data Protection Commission, DPC, our lead data protection regulator in the EU, he added. The DPC's deputy commissioner, Graham Doyle, declined to answer questions about what exactly it's assessing with regards to Meta's pricing. He also wouldn't give an update on the authority's wider assessment of the legality of Meta's approach to obtaining consent, which it has been reviewing since last summer. We can't comment on this matter at the moment, as the assessment is continuing, Doyle said. Using Meta's social networks privately without charge is not currently an option in the EU, despite the ad tech giant briefly allowing regional users who exercised a right to object to its tracking to opt out of use of their data for ads last year when it was claiming a legitimate interest, LI, for ads processing after its earlier claim, contractual necessity, was found to breach data protection rules in January 2023. The Court of Justice of the EU went on to dismantle Meta's ability to claim an LI for the processing in a ruling last summer, after which Meta said it would shift to consent. However, the consent mechanism it devised is controversial because it offers users a Hobson's choice of paying it money to access the mainstream social networks or continuing to get free access but with tracking. Critics say Meta's approach relies upon economic coercion to manipulate users to accept tracking, arguing it does not comply with the bloc's General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, which requires consent to be freely given. So Meta's level of pricing is explicitly contested. In one of its complaints, privacy rights groups NOIB contends the pricing is way out of proportion, for example. There are other privacy complaints, too. Additionally, consumer protection complaints about Meta's approach have also been raised. The regulatory picture is further complicated by the EU's DMA and its sister regulation, the Digital Services Act, DSA, both of which apply to Meta. Under the former, Meta is designated as a gatekeeper of core platform services, including Facebook and Instagram. The ex-ante market power regulation puts limits on how gatekeepers can use people's data for ads, requiring they obtain explicit consent. There also needs to be parity between how easy it is for people to consent to use of their data for ads or not consent. And the DSA, which designates Facebook and Instagram as very large online platforms, VLOPs, also applies these limits on the use of people's data for ads. Additionally, both laws emphasize the need for compliance with the GDPR. Gatekeepers' compliance with the DMA and VLOP's compliance with the DSA is overseen by the European Commission, which recently sent Meta a request for information about its controversial consent or pay offer under the DSA. We are currently assessing Meta's compliance with the DMA, including their consent or pay model, a Commission spokesperson confirmed. Meta's compliance with the GDPR, meanwhile, is led by the Irish DPC under the regulation's one-stop shop. This structure does not mean the Irish authority gets final say on Meta's compliance with EU privacy rules, though. Its draft decisions on big tech enforcement typically loop in other concerned authorities via a decision review process for cross-border processing. In the case of Meta, this has frequently led to objections from other data protection authorities, which have landed stiffer enforcements than the DPC originally proposed. So, who gets the final say on the GDPR compliance of Meta's consent mechanism is complex, too. The founder of NOYB, Max Schrems, has responded to the news of Meta proposing reduced pricing with a statement. "We know from all research that even a fee of just €199 or less leads to a shift in consent from 3% to 10% that genuinely want advertisement to 99.9% that still click yes," he said. "The GDPR requires that consent must be freely given. In reality, it is not about the amount of money. It is about the pay or okay approach as a whole. The entire purpose of pay or okay is to get users to click on okay, even if this is not their free and genuine choice. We do not think the mere change of the amount makes this approach legal."
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.